welcome to Heartbeat. Today I'll be sharing about tuning into the Holy Spirit. We have a God who wants to be involved in our lives, God who wants to transform our hearts, and in doing that, wants us to then be witnesses of God's love to other people. And the way that this transformation happens in us is through the gift of the Holy Spirit. When we were baptized, we were given the gift of the Holy Spirit. You might remember the story of Jesus in his baptism, where when he is baptized, the heavens open and the Holy Spirit descends upon him like a dove. Well, in a similar way, when we were each baptized, the Holy Spirit descended upon each of us and now lives inside us. And with this gift of the Holy Spirit, we can be changed, we can be transformed. But we need to tune into it to allow it to do that to us. We know that the Holy Spirit is a distinct person of the Trinity. The Holy Spirit communicates to us the love and the unity of God the Father and God the Son. And so this Holy Spirit lives inside us as the loving presence of God in each one of us. And God wants to transform us using the Holy Spirit. And if we can tune into the Holy Spirit, if we can accept it more in our lives, then we can allow the love of the Holy Spirit to transform our hearts, to transform our minds, and to transform us to be more like Christ as God wants us to be. It's the Holy Spirit that guides us and directs us in our lives, but we need to tune into it in order to allow it to do that. The Holy Spirit is a teacher. We know that Jesus told the disciples that he would send the Holy Spirit. He would send the advocate. He promised them that. In the book of John, chapter 14, verse 26, Jesus said, "But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I have said to you." So Jesus tells us that the Holy Spirit will be a teacher, will be a teacher who reminds us of what Jesus taught. So if we can tune into the Holy Spirit, then we can always be reminded of Jesus' ways, of God's ways, of how he wants us to live. The Holy Spirit also guides us in truth. It's one of the beautiful things about the Holy Spirit, that it will always guide us in truth. It will never let us stray from the truth. So if we feel like we're straying, then we're not listening to the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will only guide us into truth. So how do we tune in? How do we accept the Holy Spirit more in our lives to really be listening to what the Holy Spirit has for us? And the first thing that is so important is prayer. Daily prayer, where we sit before God and we say to God, "I'm opening to hear from you. I'm open to hearing from you. I'm listening, Lord." When we share our life with God, when we sit down to pray and when we're open to what God has to say, I believe we begin to become more attuned to his voice because we're building that relationship. We're beginning to recognize God in our lives. I've found when I have really great prayer in my life, then when I leave my prayer time and go off into my day, then conversations that I have with other people, things that I'm thinking about, my thoughts, start to pick up on what God is saying. I hear common patterns in my life that God is speaking to me about that I don't think I'd be aware of if I hadn't already had my prayer time. Only a few months ago, I was feeling in prayer that God was saying to me that I should trust in him more. And I felt that. And so I finished my prayer and then went off into my day. And then three times on three separate occasions, the scripture in Proverbs that says, it's in chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, it says this: "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own insight. In all your ways acknowledge him and he will make straight your paths." This scripture came up in my day three separate times through my social media scroll, through listening to the radio, and through another thing that I got through my email. Three times this scripture came up. And so I believe the Holy Spirit was talking to me, "Trust in me." But if I had not had my earlier prayer time where I felt that, then I'm not sure I would have noticed those three other occasions. So prayer is so important because it builds that relationship and helps us to recognize God's voice. The next thing that I think is really important when we're trying to tune into the Holy Spirit is to be an active listener. Do you know what it's like to be an active listener in a conversation when you have with someone? It's not about us doing the talking necessarily, but it's being present in a conversation. It's making eye contact. It's being attentive. Maybe it's nodding, really taking in what the person's saying to us. And I think in a similar way, we need to be an active listener of the Holy Spirit, being aware that God could speak at any time. That's another thing, being expectant and ready for God to talk. That as we finish our prayer time and go out into our day, thinking to ourselves, God, at any moment, I'm ready for you to speak to me. I'm waiting and I'm expectant that you will. You know, when we start doing that, I think again, we become more in tune to what the Holy Spirit's saying to us. So the Holy Spirit teaches us in truth. It helps us to remember Jesus's teachings. It helps to guide us. It reminds us of the love that God the Father and the Son have for each of us by living inside us. And so I encourage you to just start practicing, because I think it does take practice. Practice to tune in to the voice of the Holy Spirit that is already living inside us. We just need to be listening, to actively be listening to what the Holy Spirit is trying to say to us. So why don't you pray with me right now, and let's pray that we can tune in to the Holy Spirit. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Lord Jesus, I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit that each one of us living inside us has you, the loving Father who sent the Holy Spirit to us, living inside us so that we could stay true to your ways, so that we can listen to what you have for us in our lives. Lord, would you help us to be more in tune to what the Holy Spirit has to say to us? Would you help us to be more in tune of how you're guiding us, how you want us to act, and the ways you want us to live, Lord God? I thank you for your presence in each of our lives. Help us to be more in tune to you today. And I ask this in your mighty name, Jesus. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.